Hallo, Deutschlerner! Today I'm going to show you the accusative prepositions in German and teach you how to use them in your own sentences. By the time that this video ends, you will be able to wow your German friends with your use of the accusative prepositions für, durch, gegen, ohne, bis, and entlang. Don't forget, if you want practice materials to go with this lesson, you can get those by becoming a channel member or supporting me on Patreon, just like these people. Individual lesson materials are also available on my website, GermanWithAntrim.com. Prepositions are little words that you put in front of nouns or pronouns to give more context to the sentence at hand. There are a ton of prepositions in German, but only a few take the accusative case. Technically, there are 8, but some are more important than others. FYI, if you are curious about the two-way prepositions, also known as the Wechselpräpositionen, which use either the accusative or the dative cases, depending on which way they're used in that particular sentence, you can find a video about those linked in the description. The video for today, however, will only explain those prepositions that always require the accusative case. First on our list is für. It looks and sounds a lot like the English preposition for. It is often used in a similar context, but not always. For example, ich kaufe ein Geschenk für meine Mutter. I am buying a gift for my mother. Er arbeitet für meinen Vater. He works for my father. Sie kauft diese Schuhe für 30 Euro. She is buying these shoes for 30 euros. Carol möchte für immer jung sein. Carol wants to be young forever. If the word das is needed after für, it is often shortened down to just fürs. For example, ich kaufe die Karten fürs Konzert. I am buying the tickets for the concert. Meine Eltern geben 20 Euro fürs Fahrrad aus. My parents are spending 20 euros for the bicycle. The tricky part about using für isn't knowing what it means and how to use it. The problem is knowing when not to use it. There are a lot of occasions that English native speakers are tempted to use für because the English word would be for. That is not always a good assumption. You can use für when referring to time, but more than likely you mean to say something with the preposition Zeit. If you want to use für followed by a period of time, you need to make sure that that period of time has concluded and is no longer continuing on. For example, ich habe für 2 Jahre bei einer Firma in der Stadt gearbeitet. I worked at a company in the city for 2 years. But ich arbeite seit 2 Jahren bei dieser Firma. Nach Montag arbeite ich nicht mehr hier. I have worked at this company for 2 years. After Monday, I am not working here anymore. If you are stating the purpose or reason for something, you don't use für. Use aus, wegen, or zu instead. Aus diesem Grund werden wir sie nicht einstellen. For this reason, we will not hire her. Wegen der Erderwärmung sterben die Eisbären. Because of global warming, the polar bears are dying. Dieses Haus ist nicht zum Verkauf. This house is not for sale. If you are talking about a destination, use nach or zu and not für. Unser Flugzeug fliegt 3 Uhr nach Berlin ab. Our flight departs for Berlin at 3 o'clock. Wir fahren am Samstag zur Oma. We are headed for Grandma's house on Saturday. We are driving to Grandma's house on Saturday. Next up on the list of prepositions is um. Um can best be translated with the preposition around in English. This will work most of the time. If you're going around something or one thing is around another, you will likely need to say in German. For example, der LKW fährt das Auto. The semi-truck drives around the car. Die Fee streut einen Kreis aus Feenstaub die Tiere. The fairy sprinkles a ring of fairy dust around the animals. Der Koch wickelt das Kohlblatt das Fleisch. The cook wraps the cabbage leaf around the meat. You can also use with the time of the day to say at that particular time. For example, 10 Uhr möchte ich essen. I would like to eat at 10 o'clock. Die Schule beginnt 8 Uhr. School begins at 8 o'clock. You may see followed by an infinitival clause which includes the word zu. This is used to say in order to. For example, ich spare Geld ein Auto zu kaufen. I am saving money in order to buy a car. When is used in this way, it's not a preposition, but rather fulfilling the function of a conjunction, as it connects one clause to another. If you want to learn more about how to make those clauses, I have a video for that linked in the description as well. Our next preposition is durch. This is an easy one as it is translated as through and is almost always used exactly like the English version. Here are a few examples. Der Bus fährt durch den Tunnel. The bus drives through the tunnel. Die Touristen gehen durch die Stadt. The tourists are walking through the city. Hänsel und Gretel laufen durch den Wald. Hänsel and Gretel are walking through the forest. In addition to the literal meaning, you can also use durch to mean something like because of. For example, ich mache durch meine Erfahrungen auf YouTube bessere Videos. I make better videos because of or through my experiences on YouTube. Mein Schreibtisch ist durch das Erdbeben kaputt gegangen. My desk was broken by the earthquake. Next on my list of prepositions is gegen. It is translated with the English word against. For example, ich bin gegen Tierversuche. I am against animal experimentation. Der Junge schlägt seinen Kopf gegen die Wand. The boy is hitting his head against the wall. Was hast du gegen meinen Freund? What do you have against my friend? Die Cardinals spielen morgen gegen die Cubs. The Cardinals are playing against the Cubs tomorrow. Meine Mannschaft gewinnt gegen die Bösen. My team wins against the evil ones. Gegen can also be used to mean against, as in an ailment or a problem. Ich nehme Aspirin gegen Kopfschmerzen. I take aspirin for headaches. You can also use the preposition gegen when used with time. In this way, it means around. Wir fahren gegen 8 Uhr nach Hause. We are driving home around 8 o'clock. The preposition ohne is translated with the English word without. It's used almost exactly the same as the English preposition. This makes ohne probably one of the easiest prepositions on today's list. Ich kann ohne dich nicht leben. I can't live without you. Pommes ohne Ketchup sind keine Pommes. Fries without ketchup are not fries. Ich gehe nicht ohne einen Mantel aus dem Haus. I don't leave the house without a coat. Ichabod sieht einen Mann ohne Kopf. Ichabod sees a man without a head. Man lernt keine Grammatik ohne Beispiele. One does not learn grammar without examples. The prepositions that I have mentioned so far are usually the only ones listed in textbooks. That's because they are the most popular ones, and also the other ones sometimes require a bit more knowledge about the German language in order to use them properly. I'm going to talk about them anyway, starting with bis. The preposition bis generally means until. You may recognize this from farewells such as bis später, until later, bis morgen, until tomorrow, bis Dienstag, until Tuesday. Those all use the preposition bis, but don't require us to remember that it's using the accusative case. When we use it with an adjective, however, we do have to remember that bis requires the accusative case. For example, bis nächste Woche, until next week, bis nächsten Donnerstag, until next Thursday. Bis can also be translated with the English preposition by when it's being used to express a deadline. For example, du musst bis nächsten Dienstag deine Hausaufgaben machen. You have to do your homework by next Tuesday. Bis nächstes Jahr werden wir ein Haus bauen. By next year, we will build a house. Bis cannot be used with an article, which is why it's often left off of lists like this one, but it can be used with an adjective, which is what you saw in my examples. These will be used with the same endings as the definite articles in the accusative case. N for masculine, E for feminine and plural, and S for neuter. Another reason that bis is often left off of the accusative prepositions list is that it's often paired with another preposition, such as zu or in. In those instances, bis is not in control of the case that you use. You look to the other preposition to tell you the case. I could make an entire video about bis and the combinations of other prepositions that you can use, but I'll have to leave that for a different day. Next on the list of neglected accusative prepositions in German is wieder. Not to be confused with wieder, which sounds the same, but definitely not the same. Wieder means against or contra, while wieder means again. Wieder is similar to gegen, but sounds a bit out of date or elevated. For example, Cain rebelliert wider den Vater Gott. Cain is rebelling against God the Father. Dieser Film ist wider meine Erfahrungen. This film is contra to my expectations. Man kann nicht wider die Natur agieren. One cannot act against nature. The last one on my list for today is entlang, and it comes with a bit of controversy. It usually is listed as an accusative preposition, but only uses the accusative case when it's used as the postposition. When entlang is used in front of a noun, it requires the genitive case. When it's used behind a noun, it uses the accusative case. Duden lists it as a preposition in the accusative case by Nachstellung, and even gives a few examples of how one might use it. Unfortunately, these examples are all fragments of sentences and only show the noun and entlang after it. This doesn't tell me that this is a postposition. it shows me that this is the last word in the sentence and is entlang, which could just mean that it's a separable prefix. In fact, Duden also lists entlang as a separable prefix and as an adverb. You can see this with the infinitive of the verb that's used at the end of the sentence, and it is connected to the word entlang, such as entlangfahren, entlangkommen, entlangführen, and many others. Well, however you define this word, it can be translated with the English word along, as in the following examples. Wir fahren diese Straße entlang. We are driving along this street. Wir fahren entlang dieser Straße. We are driving along this street. In the second example, I use the genitive case because I put entlang before the noun. Die Kinder laufen den Fluss entlang. The children are running along the river.